This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Israeli military says it's now completely surrounded Gaza City on a campaign to crush Hamas. The Israelis say they're battling face-to-face with militants. Hamas says it's battling the Israelis in several areas in Gaza. Casualties on both sides expected to rise. And now,
militias in Iraq vow more attacks against regional U.S. facilities. The Islamic Resistance in Iraq, a coalition of Iran-backed Iraqi militias, has announced it will launch a more intense and expansive phase of operations against U.S. bases in the region starting next week, adding the escalation is in support of our people in Palestine and to avenge the martyrs in the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. The groups launched a string of attacks on U.S. bases in Iraq and Syria in recent weeks, some of which have injured U.S. personnel. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Israel and met with the Prime Minister this morning to press American calls for a humanitarian pause in the fighting in Gaza. Now that a jury in New York has convicted FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried of fraud charges, he'll be sentenced in March. The AP's Norman Hall.
After the months-long trial, jurors rejected Bankman-Fried's claim during 4 days on the witness stand in Manhattan federal court that he never committed fraud or meant to cheat customers before FTX, once the world's second-largest crypto exchange, collapsed into bankruptcy a year ago. His fall was spectacular. He went from a Super Bowl ad and dreams of a future run for president to conviction for what prosecutors say was the biggest fraud in U.S. history. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden goes to Lewiston, Maine today to mourn with the community after 18 people were killed there, the deadliest mass shooting in the state's history. This is AP News. It's getting to be holiday shopping time again. The AP's Ed Donahue with what the experts think we'll do.
Experts predict a slowdown in holiday retail sales. The National Retail Federation expects shoppers will be spending more compared to last season, but because of all the economic uncertainty, the pace of spending could slow down. The nation's largest retail trade group expects a slight drop-off. Leading up to the holidays, Americans keep spending, despite higher prices and higher interest rates. There are other potential roadblocks on the horizon: the threat of a government shutdown, the resumption of student loan repayments, and new global tensions tied to the surprise attack by Hamas in Israel. Shoppers' willingness to spend could also affect what the Federal Reserve does with interest rates. I'm Ed Donahue.
Record-breaking rain led to flooding in parts of Italy's Tuscany region overnight. The big storm trapped residents in their homes. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.